1973. The time is 7:30 p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. Claudine Wicks of Saginaw, Michigan. The topic for discussion is the High Steppers. Mrs. Wicks, when did you organize the High Steppers?
I organized the High Steppers at Central Junior High School in 1948.
Okay, has the name changed since its organization?
No, we have kept the name High Steppers since its organization.
Are there any particular reasons why you decided to organize the High Steppers?
A great many reasons. First of all, there was not, at that time, a black dancing group in the city. And we felt very strongly that there was a great need for it. We have a number of talented youngsters who had no other outlet. Some of those youngsters are music teachers, drama teachers, and dancers, all because they had a very early background in dancing and music.
Okay, are the High Steppers more active today than they were 10 or 15 years ago?
Very definitely. The High Steppers average 3 to 4 public engagements a month. They entertain the hospitals, the PTAs, and various clubs throughout the city.
Can you give us a few more activities that the High Steppers have participated in?
Yes, the High Steppers have worked with the 4-H Club in the city of Saginaw. They have also made 2 annual appearances at Delta College and 1 at Central Michigan University. I would like to give you just a few of their engagements from October 1972. And this will be up to October of 1973. Our annual Autumn Leaves Ball is at the YWCA in October. And from the very first of October, we had about 6 engagements that month. We entertained the Saginaw Valley, the Sun Valley Rest Home, and the Civitan Banquet at Holiday Inn East, and as I said before, Central Michigan. We also helped to raise funds for the sickle cell anemia, and we were at Maplewood Manor. Any place the youngsters feel they can spread joy, they're most happy to go. We entertained for the 4-H Club at Sweden House in December, Heaven Ridge School in February, Channel 5 TV with the 4-H Club, and during the month of March, which is Black History Week, we were at Delta, Christ Community Church. We were at the Civic Center, April the 4th, for the 4-H Club. I could go on indefinitely, but let me bring you up. This will run from October of 72, really, up until October of 73. Now, here are the ones from beginning in June. We were in Detroit for 2 shows with the Ziggy Johnson School of the Theater. It's an annual engagement. We were there Father's Day, June the 17th. We will be at the St. Francis Home. This is a command performance, incidentally, June the 22nd. And the youngsters will entertain at Stone School for the special education classes, June the 29th. This goes on all year long, and the children need it so badly. Some of them come from homes that aren't too pleasant, and they look forward to this sort of thing. And I might add that the only requirement is to be a lady or a gentleman. Yes, we do have boys. I really don't mind whether they know the left foot from the right foot. That's my job, and I enjoy every moment of it. In our traveling group, we have 45 youngsters. That's the advanced group, the beginners number 37. During June, July, and August, our department sends children from all over the city to the various classes, and they number, as a rule, between 150 and 200. It's a joy.
Okay, who are eligible to join the High Steppers?
any child from the age of 18 months up to 18 years.
How many high steppers did you start out with, and how many have now?
We started out with 14 high steppers, and the average age at that time was 10 years old. We now have 45, and they range in age from 2 to 18.
Do the high steppers wear a uniform? And how often, if so, how often do they get new ones?
The high steppers wear costumes. We have a fashion house in Boston and one in Florida. They get new ones every year.
Where does the funds come from to support the High Steppers Club?
A group of the parents, who call themselves the Senior High Steppers, have organized into a club. They have bake sales or movie sales, card parties, and raise money. Then the general public, especially the Civitan men, help to sponsor this group. And we were fortunate this year to get our first check from the Frontiers of America.
Are any of your former students dance teachers or professional performers now?
Not dance teachers especially, but they are teaching dancing. But their main activity is music. And there's one or two in the public school systems of Detroit. I have one now who's attending a seminar at Michigan State. I have three now who are attending a seminar at Michigan State University through the 4-H, and they have a great potential.
Okay, in conclusion, what does the High Steppers mean to you personally?
The love of my life. I'm real fortunate to have a husband who understands. Most men, I dare say, would not, but the children actually get more of my life than my husband does. Oh, it's not all play, it's work, and we have disciplinary and problems and that sort of thing, but it's a grand feeling to take a youngster who doesn't know his left foot or his left hand from his right and let them emerge into a beautiful little dancer. I'm real happy with my job. And incidentally, I've been doing this special work with the City Recreation Department for the last 15 years.
What kind of cooperation do you get from the parents?
I get excellent cooperation from a great many of the parents. There are three who stand out as beacon lights, and were it not for these three young ladies, I doubt very much whether my job would be as easy as it is. For instance, we have about 30 babies who need to be told their place in line. And these mothers take special pride, and it's a lot of work for them, in seeing that these babies are in the right place at the right time. And I'm most grateful for these fine young women.
Is the High Stepper for black only?
Absolutely not. We have had members of the white race. We have had Chicanos. And all were treated equal. A child is a child and should not be discriminated against. All are welcome, anytime, anywhere.